Blog Talk Radio.
Our Lord, grant us good in this world and good in the life to come keep us safe from the torment of the fire. As we keep our hands up high and scream for justice. Ferguson, rest in peace Mike Brown and all the young soldiers out there. God help us.
Time to take a stand and save our future. We are that shot, we are that shot. Throwing up our hands, don't let them shoot us. Cause we are, we got, we are, we got. God ain't placed on the earth to get mad, it's murder. God ain't placed on the earth to get mad, it's murder.
Seen the pictures, feel the pain. Scanners, how they murder son. Tired of them killing us. I'm on my way to Ferguson. Talk to Tip, I talk to Diddy. Then my brother's walking with me. Mother's crying, stop the riots. We ain't got a chocolate city. I seen Cole out there. Felt I should go out there. They left that boy 4 hours in the cold out there. They killing teens. They killing dreams.
Yo, come on. We gotta stick together. We all we got.
We all
when
we got.
Taking shots, and I ain't talking about Ciroc. I'm talking about Emmett Till. I'm talking about Azelle Ford. Yeah. Talking about Sean Belly. Never go to jail for it. Trayvon over Skittles. Mike Brown, Cigarella. Cigarella. Story keep repeating itself like a Biggie instrumental. America's a glass house, and my revenge is mental.
My revenge is mad
to use my brain and
throw a cocktail. Fool,
I got the keys to the city. Still we left in the cold. Hands in the sky. Still was left in the road. Ribbon in the sky, Michael Brown, another soul. Stole by the system, black men, we pay the toll. The price is your life, Uncle Sam on a slice. Black dress code, now we looting in the night. Now we throwing Molotovs, singing solid calls. And I know they hate to hear me screaming, I'm a boss.
Time to take a stand and save our future. Like we are got shot, we are got shot. Throwing up our hands, don't let them shoot us. Cause we are, we got, we are. God ain't placed on the earth to get mad, it's murder. God ain't placed on the earth to get mad, it's murder. Don't put your weapons at me.
Tired of the okie-doke, you lying, you Pinocchio. Driving wild black, tell me where am I supposed to go? Gunshots hit the car, now I got the Holy Ghost. Excessive force was a drug, then they overdosed. Got us trying to protest, it's a slow process. Heard it's a lot of rotten eggs in the crow's nest. People praying on their feet, police holding on with heat. Turned on the news and seen a tank rolling down the street.
I seen a lot of ice water toss, and I know it's false cause. My only question is, what we doing for the loss of Mike Brown? Cause right now I challenge you to use your talents to speak up, and don't you ever let them silence you. Cause action speaks louder than words, that's what I heard. Shot down with his hands up, that's what occurred. Man, that sound absurd. Matter of fact, to me that sound like murder. We want justice.
Hey yo game, I had a crib out there. I used to live out there. So I know how niggas feel out there. People stressing, protesting, unity is a blessing. So it's time we come together, use our voices as a weapon. I am Michael Brown, cause I stand for what he stand for. News say we looting, paint pictures like we some Alamo. My NWA, CMG, hollering rest in peace, easy. Fuck the police.
Crying out with brother slain out with St. Louis. I'm sure the mother feel the pain, but what you famous doing? I'm sure the general population trying to be more active. But when the light finally catches you, you ice challenge. Okay, and I support the ALF just like the rest of them. But you have yet to pay your debt, so you distracting it. Cause everybody care for a minute to stop. People only there for a minute to stop. And what's the point of giving if you ain't giving your all? We never get in the head, might as well give up your heart.
I got my hands up, what else am I supposed to do?
So how do you
did them. Television broadcast, a confused country. I'm a resident of a nation that don't want me. What's done is done, the town erupts in fury. And I'm already hearing about this lopsided jury. Three faces like his, the rest another story. A lot of motherfuckers need to act more worried.
The revolution has been televised. If I sit here and don't do nothing, homie, that's genocide. Fuck that, we have arrived. And who cares who ain't on our side? Cause we on our own. How you preach peace to a family that just lost their own? My Brody gang just bang my line like we gotta do something. All that marching in that peace ain't gon' fucking do nothing. Fuck it, mama, I'm sorry, I'm ready to raise the police to let the animals out the cage. Oh Lord, it's
time to take a stand and save our future. Like we are Gaza, we are Gaza. Throwing up our hands, don't let them shoot us. Cause we are, we got, we are, we got. God ain't put us on the earth to get murdered. It's murder. God ain't put us on the earth to get murdered. It's murder. Don't point your weapons at me.
I see the world. I see it all.
Born on the record is our Spice Tribe of Judah. Today is April 26th, a lovely Sunday. I'm back here again with my dear brother, Dr. Elias. You there, bro?
Come on, Ma. Appreciate that. Already. Before we get started, real briefly, I'd like to go over today's April 26th. Back at it once again from the Lion's Den. Today's topic of discussion will be just a walk in the dark. Don't shoot. And we started off intro from my brother's game, featuring various artists, entitled Don't Shoot, making mention on some of the dear brothers that here in the past, recent times, has lost their life to police brutality. And today, we're going to pick up and just start talking about a few things, a few of the brothers. Make sure we keep our eyes and ears open to what's going on around us. So, just a walk in the dark. You think about walking in the dark with no light on. You wouldn't be able to see what's going on around. As we know, you could be walking around with your eyes open and still be in the dark. You can be walking at night and be in the dark. You can be walking while you're black and be in the dark. Nonetheless, it took a long time to stress and makes you want to think about a walk in the dark. Don't shoot. You understand right now? I want to say right now because there's never been a lack of, but it's steadily on the rise, this police brutality. And what I'm seeing now, whether it's being caught on camera or not, it's like Black Lives Don't Matter. There's a big push for Black Lives Matter. We spoke on the sister facing the lynching charge, who's affiliated with that organization. But real briefly, I want to speak on some matters that happened in Baltimore, Maryland. one individual named Freddie Gray protest that's going on. And just the way the brother died. So, for those that are aware of this Freddie Gray situation, or who Freddie Gray is, Freddie Gray is from Baltimore, Maryland. Shalom, can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
All right, right. And what I see on this is they're talking about the protest is turning violent. But before we get into all the protests and what's going on with that, let's just speak on the incident and how his death occurred. Now, Freddie Gray, he died in police custody. And that's very important to the note. And the injuries that the brother resulted of, I think it was a spinal fracture to his vertebrae, and it was a few more like tragic injuries, but let me just bring this up real quick, bear with me. 25-year-old African-American man died of a spinal injury on April 19th. A week earlier, he's been taken into police custody. Now, I think it was within an hour of his arrest, he had been transported to a trauma clinic where he was in a coma. Now, this incident, and the details that around the incident, understand, police try to pull him over, and I think he was a known individual for drug deals and violent crimes that take place in the area. And upon him, the police trying to stop him, he fled. Now, police chased and tackled Gray, and they say they found a switchblade in his pocket. Took him in the press. Now, this incident was captured, again, like most of these latest videos, it was captured on video recording, and basically you see the suspect being taken down and the way that he hits the ground so violently. It's nonetheless to show you it's like you hear the people in the video screaming about his leg and the injuries that he may have suffered. Well, understanding that the following week after he was in custody, like I said, he went to the hospital. Gray died. He was resuscitated and remained in coma. I think he underwent some extensive surgery and effort to save his life. Now, understanding that 80% of his spinal cord was severed from his neck down, he had 3 fractured vertebrae, his larynx was injured and crushed, and he died Sunday, April 19th. Now, you got Baltimore Police Department officers who suspended during this investigation. And on April 24th, we got the police commissioner, one Anthony Bosch, who says that we know that our police employees failed to get him the medical attention he needed in a timely manner multiple times. Bosch also acknowledged that police did not follow procedure when they failed to buckle Gray in the van while he was being transported to the police station. Now, on April 25th, yesterday, Saturday, peaceful protest was organized downtown Baltimore. People marched in the street, Baltimore City Hall to the inner city harbor. And the stage, you know, walking through, shutting down traffic, shutting down the city. And during the later stages of the protest, some protesters became violent. I think there was damage to at least 5 police vehicles. Several police officers were shoved and various objects were thrown at them. And I believe there was a dozen reports of people being arrested. Now, Shalom, Tobias, you got anything you'd like to add to that piece right there, sir?
Yes, sir. Now, the report I read about the brother, when he said that the police commissioner said that they had violated policy, they didn't get him the medical attention that was needed. The report I read said they stopped off 2 or 3 times somewhere while they had him in their custody. So you telling me...
Whoa. They stopped off.
Yeah, they stopped off a couple of times somewhere. They were stopping off in places, man. Stopping
coffee and donuts?
Yeah, coffee and donuts, you know, chicken and egg ties, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
They did that 2 or 3 times while this man's spine is severed from some very important organs. You said his vertebrae? And he basically had a broken neck. And a back.
Yeah,
his back was broken, his neck was broken, he couldn't breathe. He said that he got any damage listening to the injuries. So I imagine the people would have been screaming when they saw the room, the police officers taking the suspect down. Now, irregardless if he was a boss in his community. When I say boss, they say he's known for some violent crimes and drugs. Hell, we know some people right now that are senators, that are congressmen of these said United States that have been a part of terrorist organizations. They don't talk about it no more. What is that, the Irish Green Army or something like that? It's a couple of them, but... Is anybody slamming them down, breaking their neck? No. And the report that I also read, too, brother, they said them folks were jumping on top of cars, throwing water bottles at them, the police, because they was upset. Now, at this particular point in time, we don't want to see nobody get hurt. But people are angry, man. People are angry. And I personally feel like now, and everyone should, it's an open war on guys that look like me and you. How in the world, every other day, you look at the news or you go to your CNN app, and it's another brother who done got put down. Damn. It wasn't so bad. I mean, it was normal, but then you know that joint that happened in New York, like 2004, 2005, they shot the man, he just got mad. Killed.
Yeah. And
now every time you turn on the TV, you remember that? The man just had
yes,
got
sir.
Mad.
Yes, sir.
So I mean, then I started paying attention to it. But now, man, since Trayvon Martin, man, these folks done went crazy. And the topic, just to walk in the dark, don't shoot. You're out there, you're militant. You flexing. You letting people know that you are angry. Good. But at least do it while you know who you are. Don't put yourself out on the line and your family out on the line and you really don't know what you're fighting about. Because when we did it in 66 and 70 AD, everybody knew who they were. Everybody knew who the enemy was. So if this is going to be the same, you need to turn to your own. With that, I yield.
Shalom, that was very important to the note, that piece right there about everyone knew who they were. So understand that fight would be a common battle. That would be a common battle that they're dealing with. And all I got to say is, if you don't know who you are and you're trying to tackle some battles, you wouldn't even have a clue of what you were dealing with. And as you were speaking on just what's going on in this environment, it's ridiculous. And it's just a matter of time that before we realize what's going on, and before we get a chance to be able to devise a plan to come together, we got to know who we are. So when the brother said that, that really spoke volumes with me. And it just, I just don't understand. And so I have another incident that I just want to speak on real briefly. And it was one brother. Yeah, this incident right here, brother, it was one, I believe, it happened what's his name? David Kosick. And it's what I might want to say, what I can't seem to come to terms with is I'm finding out the police officer who's been charged with killing criminal homicide. And the first article that I had read, it was a police officer discharged her taser, I believe, a couple of times, and the taser has camera footage on it. And also, from there, it had the individual shooting the unarmed suspect twice in the back. And the suspect was trying to remove the tasers from his back, and the officer said that it could have been reaching for a weapon of some sort, is why she discharged a firearm. Now, when I asked the brother to look it up, he brought back some information that the brother was a cop of it. Not that it matters whether he was cockazoid or not. It's this type of justice that we see the police using here is late. And then it made me think maybe that could have been so, because the officers can process so quickly it was just like, hmm. So when the brother made mention that this guy may be a carcass on it, it just raised my eyebrows for how speedily the charges have been initiated against the police. That makes any sense? And the entire incident was captured on camera. And you can see the stun guns, the taser models, they're equipped with a camera. And understanding that, I believe her name is Merkel, Lisa Merkel, she's out on $250,000 bail and returned to court April 7th. And like I said, she's been police officer for 14 years in a town called Hummerstown, Pennsylvania. But nonetheless, this individual, same thing, you know, getting pulled over. And he had expired admission stickers, but he pulled away. He sped off and caught up to the suspect near his sister's home. He tried to subdue him with the stun gun several times. He fell to the ground, and she shot him twice in the back. And it's these types of incidents where you see brothers and sisters, you see young individuals who do not want to come in contact with said police or Alphabet Boys, any number of them, said agencies or the enforcers, so to speak. And like the brother was speaking on, the brother he got killed from, I believe it was on his wedding night. It's to the point now where I don't even know when to say it's a good time for you to be out here in these streets, because nonetheless, there's some trigger-happy individuals out here that, I don't want to say hiding behind the badge, but they're out here and they're exterminating our people one by one, and it's not secluded to a necessary area, whether it be concentrated, you know, California or upstate or New York or down south. I mean, these incidents, I mean, like the brother we be speaking on, they happen so often. I mean, some of them don't even get put on the news. It's just when the people make enough big deal about them, you have no choice but to obviously acknowledge the fact that we know what it is that's going on. And I don't know, because how can you reasonably claim self-defense when you have people laying down on the back end shop? You got people, the Indian guy with the toboggan walking through the neighborhood getting roughed up because reports of a black man walking through a nice neighborhood. I mean, you got Trayvon Martin with the Skittles. I mean, you got so much different, because he got a hood on and it's raining. I mean, you got different things that happen to our people that's going on day in and day out. And we just got to wake up and realize what's going on around. Like I said, it's been happening expediently, repeatedly, and Where is our people? Like I say, it's this type of injustice that's going on right now. You see the young brothers and sisters standing up and believe that lynching charge that the sister just got is ridiculous for standing up for our people. So it seems like this, that, you know, strikes a nerve with me, brother. And I just want to know how you feel, man. What you got to say about that, man? How you feel, brother?
You like this, bro. In earlier times, around the 8th, 9th century, look in history, we see the evolution of law. Law was based mostly upon custom and what was going on in the immediate society. So if it was customary that you stole something and what they did was stone you or cut your arm off, well, if that one was customary to that particular society, then that would be what the law was. Okay, as things got a little more, things got a little more complicated, we started to see precedent being set. Something had never happened before. An individual had to rule on. Okay, but why it had to be that way? Because it was, we needed a way to keep people from seeking vengeance on other individuals. So the law was put into place to keep people from seeking vengeance on other individuals. So they were sent out like a summons to the individual that caused harm or whatever to someone else. Now, if he or she didn't show up, then it was not against the law for the one who had the cause inflicted upon them to seek vengeance on the individual who did. Now, with that being said, when those who are upholding the law are inflicting harm and injustice on others, what do we have now? Chaos. Anarchy. But who's going to put it in check? This is why it's expedient that we comprehend who we are and activate natural law. And it can even turn physical. But you got to know who you are to have that edge, to have that protection on you. Of course, a lot of things that can happen when you're on the right side of things. There's not a courtroom in the land that's not corrupt. There's not a police department in the land that's not corrupt. But you got brothers and sisters who may be members of different religions. Whether the religion be different or not, these individuals are seeking righteousness. This is what we need to come together on. Because that is what's going to activate natural law. Righteousness. Religion be damned. There's really no religion. It's only one path. One God. So with them people doing that to that individual, like you said, I looked the man's name up, but it showed a Cuckazard. But I scrolled down a little bit, and it showed our people holding up signs. So I don't know. I don't want to sound like a tinfoil head individual, but it's something odd about that.
He's a cockroach.
He is. But guess what?
Nah, he is.
It don't even matter.
He is, but it don't matter. It don't matter.
They shot the man in the back. Law enforcement protocol says opportunity, ability, opportunity, and jeopardy is the only time that you're supposed to draw your service pistol or fire or discharge or what have you. If I have a gun and I'm standing there with it pointed down, yeah, they should draw their service pistol. But if I never raise it, deadly force was not justified. Because when you got that pistol, yeah, you got ability. Do you have an opportunity? That's questionable. But it's definitely not jeopardy if you don't raise it and point it at nobody. So then you have an individual that's running away, and you shoot him in the back. Or you chase down an individual, and you slam him down forcefully to the point where you sever his spine. from his organs? That's wicked. That's sickening. We're in a time warp, man. We back in the 60s. Right now, 2015, we back in the 60s. But that's good. Who gonna be the Mavericks? Who gonna be the Mavericks? Who gonna be the Elijah Moss? Who gonna do this? I hear, bro.
Already. Duly noted. That's why we're out here every week to raise our people up from this slumber. Come up out of her, my people. Just to walk in the dark. Don't shoot. Charges of Aboriginal Nation Outreach D program. Come out of her, my people. It's real in the field. Just got to know what you're playing for. Half of us are put into this position and don't even know there's a game being played. Don't even know the rules to the game, but understand that life is like a chess game. You better make your next move your best move. Always trying to protect our king and queen and our offspring. First thing that we learn in the government. And I just want to say that we don't realize what's going on around us, man. You know, we just wanted to take a quick, brief second because, I mean, you got your little different hashtags, I mean, Black Lives Matter, you know, love and loyalty, don't shoot. Understand that we hear that, man. You know, we fear that. And we out here with you, man. So rest assured that just thought that.
Point of information. Can, point of information.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes.
The individual name, but the one who started that, well, they don't lock him up. He labeled him a terrorist. Black Lives Matter thing, you got? Yeah, they locking them people up, man. Labeling them terrorists and stuff like that.
But what people is that?
The ones who started the Black Lives Matter slogan.
Yeah, man.
Every single organization. Yeah, they locked it up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. I ain't gonna say he started it, but you remember the woman that we read about Hampton,
mm-hmm.
Her counterpart,
they,
man.
They got him right after they got up. Yeah,
man. It's ridiculous, man. That's what I mean, yo. And it's people like that, like really, like you said. Now they'll get them for like you know how they hit the brothers that's in the game for the RICO charges. They gonna hit them with terrorist charges and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's, I mean, come on, man. It's like you were just speaking on that lynching charge. That lynching was really meant to protect us, and now look how it's used against us. So you know how you were talking about 66 to 70 and how history, you know, it's just, if you want to call it a circle. You know, I don't want to say what goes around comes around, but basically, you know, it's that 360 degrees of evolution, you know, so it does come back around. And I see it's time for us to come back around to our proper state of mind, consciousness of who we were when we were dealing with some of those battles you were speaking on earlier in the broadcast, 66 to 70 AD, and when we was one tribe of Judah coming together to stand up for things that we believe in. And I just want to go on and say that it's people like, you know, remember they did the same thing to our people where we was in the Black Panther Party. You know, railroaded them the same type of way. I that's duly noted, man. You know, that's why, you know, I on the records, I ain't down with nothing, man. But off the records, you know, my name ain't on nobody's books, but, man, all right, me, man. And then before we go to a brief commercial break, Art, man, I just want to leave the people with just a thought. Okay, well, where I'm going to go on the second half of this episode, man, is something that something that's, you know, real close to home, man. I got some people who live in South Florida, man, and they hit me up with something, man. And I want to make sure that I put the people up on it. So, is there anything else that you want to say? Anything else you want to leave the people with before we change the focus and the topic of discussion?
Yeah, very briefly. When we speak on a walk in the dark, don't shoot. The darkness, yeah, it's walking at night. Yeah, it's doing somewhere it shouldn't be. But it's also having a clouded mind. It's also not knowing where you're going. It's also not being aware of who you are. It's not knowing who your allies are. Is this a war? But you will be amazed to know when the brother spoke of the tribe of Judah, that speaks of at least two, a little bit of a third one. In retrospect, you're talking Judah, you're talking Benjamin, you're talking a little bit of Levi. Those of you who are up on this, you understand and comprehend and apprehend that Judah is the American Negro. Benjamin are the Jamaican. Levi are the Haitian. Is it a coincidence that it's that way in history? And in present day, we all together still? Is it? You better know who you are. Know who you are. Keep your hands up for reach yourself. That's all I have, bro.
All right. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Yeah. 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 They gave us Obama like, yeah, it was gonna stop the fight. Yeah, like it was gonna stop the cause. Folks still stripping, trying to find them some socks and drawers. Yeah, and something to eat. The IRS is coming, so I'm back on these beats. Barack pushed hope, Reagan pushed dope, Clinton pushed something down a young gal's throat. Yeah, and since we talking about throats, white folks, what you know about ropes? Yeah, what you know about trees and men swinging from them that look like me? How you say that don't affect us? Tuskegee, how you let them infect us? Yeah, it's fear of the black semen putting sage on a page to eradicate these demons. This for Tulsa, Oklahoma, this for Rosewood. This for Philly when the cops bomb the whole hood. This for Harlem when the pigs stop and frisk. All my folks from the Congo tell Belgium, sucker, sucker. Boy, wonder, nope, I'm Mick Dick Grayson. I'm essential like the Moors, what a Mason. The push, the black push. Aborigines, I love you. Take back the bush. Oh, we back on president. George was so irrelevant, but he did send the country to hell and a lot of black folks to jail. If we blind that spine, our mind, then I spit it in braille. Drop a F-bomb in person, put that hole in the mail. Oh, POs, they're about to shut down. I was on my way to heaven, then I stopped and turned around. The government, yeah, it did shut down. I was on my way to heaven, but I stopped and turned around for my people.
My people.
I try to never leave you.
Leave you.
This is a war against evil.
Evil.
Knievel.
Lifetime of pain. You can't wash away these stains. You can't soak me in a tub full of bleach and brighten the shadows you left on my past, or whiten those dark stones you placed on my pathway. is the love, mentally institutionalized by a nation plotting our demise. Sickness is created for our numbers to be cut. Love is like you stand at us with your eyes wide shut, love.
Wow. We're back.
Brief intermission. That was the one David Banner featuring Ernestine Johnson, Evel Knievel. Better know it. This is Sunday, April 26th. Just a walk in the dark. Don't shoot tribes of Aboriginal nations. Outreach D program. Now, second part of this show is spin off the same title. It's a double entendre, so could have picked this many different ways, however you want to take it. Me and the brother just thought we'll delve on the some preparations that's being made by other individuals. I think, brother, we spoke on many different subjects here. Subject matters like FEMA camps, many different coffins, different sectors, if you would say, different zoning of the nation. I mean, it was just different things, you know, that you like to, you know, make sure that the people at least put a buzz in their ear. And nonetheless, here we go again. For those of you who keep your ear on the street, there's a military exercise. J-Helm 15. Coming soon to a city near you. And you might have heard some different things about what this Jade Helm consists of, and maybe you haven't. I first heard about it, I think the boys, they come on with those masks on. They usually be, I think they're hackers or something. They take over different, forget their name. Anonymous, that's what their name is, Anonymous. And that's the first time I heard about them. But basically, this friend of mine hit me off to some video that was going on in South Florida, right in my backyard. And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know anything about that. And many of us have seen many different, I guess you would call it, police drills or military exercises. I want to use the false flag. But we've seen many different events that will keep your, raise your awareness or eyebrows and say, what's really going on over there? Well, nonetheless, there's a video circulating the internet. And you can see some Black Hawk helicopter flying real low, being recorded. You see some military personnel rounding individuals up, bringing them into these different vans and no driving off with them. Now, I'm not sure why the remote location of South Florida was chosen, but then I went online and started looking at different instances or different states that associated with this Jade Helm. And only thing I found out is that there's actually an event to be taking place this summer. And it's supposed to take place this summer, I believe, July 15th. And with that, these said, how you would call it, agencies are said to take place in, I believe it's 9 states right now, some type of exercise. And like I said, what I saw on the news, well, I don't even want to say the news because I hadn't even seen any news on it, and I live right here in Florida. That's what it's kind of alarming, that you got to go to the underground and get the good news besides the reportings of people getting shot and different things of that nature. You know, that's the tellurism that they want you to understand and know. But all I can say is, for me, I'm trying to be aware of any situation that may be taking place around me. Not necessarily any individual who partakes in any of the necessary or unnecessary, you would call it, you know, unnecessary scares or alerts. No, that's not the case. How can you know what you never knew? A lot of people are walking in the dark, as I say, so they're not aware of what's going on around them. They might not have internet access, things of that nature. So it's just, you know, you got to get out here and make sure that, you know, you tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. And that's how the word of mouth things get spread. And so, you know, me and my brother, we out here making sure that we do our due diligence and make sure the people are aware of the things that's going on around them. Because like I say, for lack of better terms, we sleep with our eyes closed. And how can you know what you never knew? Right now, like a pass the mic back to you, sir. If you got something to take care of real briefly. Shalom.
Yes, sir. You know, that Jade Helm, I don't know what that is, but I saw the video and it's disturbing. You look at it in these terms. How would you feel living outside and other people had a house? Or how would you feel if other people had modes of transportation and you didn't? Or how would you feel when other people are eating and you're not? This is how I feel when I see helicopters and people with helmets and boots on and guns like that. I don't have that. So anytime they really tend to use those things to get through with me, I don't feel right. I don't feel right about that. And when I saw them marching people around and putting them in back of vans and pulling off, I'm like, man, what is that, man? They supposed to going training in mountains and stuff like that. They're not supposed to be down in the city doing it. And like a month or two ago in Savannah, you know, the Army Rangers were having an exercise on the hill. They ain't even did it. Like sometimes I hear these helicopters, man, and I don't feel right. I don't like it. But I don't have anything to combat a Black Hawk. Think about that. You at home with your folks, and a Black Hawk show up and catch. People just started sliding down ropes with MC-10s. What in the world can you do if you not ready? You got to lay down.
I don't want to lay down. I ain't looking to lay down. I'm just saying that everybody ought to really just be aware. When folks come in, man, we're pushing your grandmama down. Make her get out. Make your granddaddy get out. Make your consort get out. Slap your little boy. Make him get out. You know what I'm saying? What's really going on? That can't happen. Not like that. Something to think about. I don't know what they're doing. It don't look right, though. I don't know what you think, Art, but I'm not thrilled with nobody making my mammy get out at all.
Nah, bro. And, I mean, the thing about it is why I spoke on it, is because it was, like I said, brother, many, many months ago, we spoke on all the little plastic coffins that they had, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it, you know, I'm making sure, I mean, I know what we speak on. We spoke on that. And many, many months ago, we spoke on the other things that's developing, you know? Now, it's just, what they call it, conspiracy theorists. So I don't want to be, I'm not conspiring to do nothing, but just keep my eyes open and keep myself aware of what's going on around. Now, I'm not saying nothing else than, hey, look at this, what's going on right here in South Florida. Like I said, brother, you know, I sent you the video so you can see it. And they rounding the people up like they were sheep. Whether they be crisis actors or whatever they be, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But it's funny that they use the word crisis actors, because when we say that, oh, look, you know, the Boston Marathon or this happened or that happened and they had crisis actors, then it's like, oh, man, you know what, you're unpatriotic or you this, you that, because you don't have no heart or you're not feeling no love for the people who just had this pain inflicted upon them. And it's like, no, man, I'm really patriotic. I want to know what really happened. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe what you're telling me. I want to really dig a little deeper. I'm showing you that I'm really patriotic on the other hand. That's how I look at it. But if you're going against the mass, you know what I'm saying? And that's where it's there's a problem. You know, we got to snuff you out. You know what I'm saying? And things of that nature that Beast Incorporated, they don't like. You know, but nonetheless, like I say, bro, it's out there. Whatever the people want to do with it, it's on them. But as for me, I live in Florida, so I got to take heed to how you say they sliding out on those ropes, them things. I'm not ready for that. And I seen, remember when we did the one episode on the I believe they had the, I don't want to use the proper verbiage, but they had the FEMA camps set up and they had the people already inside. And they said, you can't leave without some, it said some fun, I didn't say it, the sign on the fence said not past this point with authorization or this and that. And it was just like, nah, because I'm just trying to walk past the fence. And when I see signs like that, that made me understand that I'm here under, not on my own will. You see what I'm saying? What do you mean? I can't know all, what? Wait a minute. I can't come and go as I please. Then that means that, hey, I didn't volunteer to be here. And then what really threw me off for the loop of it is behind the thing, they had like little swing sets and things.
Yeah, the children out there.
Yeah, yo, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they got places for the kids, and they'll.
Thank you, muted, Art. Yeah, they had swings out there. They made it seem like it was like a little, I don't know. I don't like it. It looked like the McDonald playhouses and stuff like that for the children with the swings, with the little sign up there. They're the people there. And you thinking, man, what is this? I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I don't believe all that stuff Alex Jones say, all the stuff Alex Jones said, but it's definitely something odd. And our people should be very aware of what's going on, because no sign at all. Everything will fall on us first. Now, speaking of that, this famed general, I always have problem with pronouncing his name, Patriot or something like that. And I think he was a leading general in the Iraq and Afghanistan war or whatever. And all of a sudden now, he's on trial. But you don't really see that type of stuff here. But something I gathered from Brother Dick Gregory was that these people here in this nation, and it's not too far.
Man.
It's cool, but yes.
I'm back, Kyle.
Yeah.
Man. So first it was the laptop when I first started talking, and then it was the phone, boy. We're spitting that flame today. I ain't gonna blame it on the Blog Talk Radio. Nah. Ain't gonna blame it on the Blog Talk. Man, matter of fact, I'm just gonna go ahead and let you finish. Go ahead and say what you're saying, man. Before they shut this whole thing down. Go ahead, man.
So, Brother D. Gregory is trying to say, like, it's been something in Europe where these people are kind of informative of that there's something like a coup that's going on here. I don't know. But I was listening to Dick Gregory in some kind of way. He knows these different things because, you know, he travels and so forth. But to me, that's not far-fetched considering that we don't have a Caucasoid president. And these people have been really, really been rubbed the wrong way since the man got in office. Now, I'm neither for him nor against him, but I do like the color of his skin being in the White House. Anyhow. And you think of the people here, the different supremacist groups, especially the white supremacists, and those who really, really believe in this country and heritage and lifestyle. And Thomas Jefferson said something. He said, the tree of liberty has to be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. Now, a lot of these people believe that. And oftentimes, it's hard to see what's really going on when you're right in the midst of it. I just challenge everyone to go to outside news sources to see what's the real deal with that particular general. Like I say, I have problem with pronouncing his name is Patriots, something like that. But he's on trial. A lot of top generals. And that happened. That's been happening for the last maybe 3 years. Something to think about. I yield to you, bro.
Ta-da, man. And real briefly, man, I just want to give a little, some more insight on this Texas Social Security Administration's prompt renewed military training for some. And I believe you might remember this thing the other day. They were talking about a bunch of Walmarts closing and stuff and a bunch of multiple states. they're trying to link that. I remember hearing about that. But anyway, check this out. And the nation, the people, said J-Helm 15, concerns your few once again. After rumors of surface-to-air missiles was in Texas was appeared, a host of online published venues, as well as YouTube, the posters of Operation Jade Helm news pieces maintained that alleged presence of missiles in Texas is proof that U.S. military is preparing to combat ISIS terrorists across the Mexican border into America. Now, they got some conspiracy theories that's abundant online for weeks to gather more attention after the abrupt Walmart closings in multiple states. They're saying it was plumbing. All the Walmarts had bad plumbing in these states. And, Texas surface-to-air missile gave him rumors. The latest headline is called speculation. So, like I said, many more Americans consider the lack of border security along the Mexican boundary valid and pressing for national security issues. And this Operation Jade Helm will involve 1,200 Special Forces soldiers. These operations will be reportedly dropped into several southwestern states and as a part of realistic military training exercise. Jade Helm 15 begins in July and continues for 8 weeks. Places like Texas, New Mexico, California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, some of the states they have listed. And like I say, they got Dyess Air Force Base, Snyder Electronic Scoring Site, 7th Wing Bomb. I mean, they got B-12s, B-1s, B-52s. I mean, like you say, you know, this thing is like, really, they're using mock-up targets. I mean, they got air crews, sniper equipment. And the bad guys are on the ground. They feel like they'll be able to get them. They send signals to simulate tracking devices, radars, aircraft, artillery, and different things to make sure that they go undetected. But nonetheless, like I was speaking on, brother, the video that surfaced that I'm talking about is in Florida. You notice that I didn't mention Florida in those states. Like I say, I think I've seen different maps where they even had Georgia and different, you know, pretty much the whole southern states, if you would. And nonetheless, I just want to make sure that the people just get a little bit of understanding of what's going on around them. Don't be blind to the things that's going on right around you. Keep your eyes open. I mean, if you don't think the military would do something like that, hey, that's fine too. I'm not trying to scare you in no direction. Just trying to shed some light on things. Now, real briefly, you have anything you care to add about what you heard on that piece I just read?
Man, while you were reading that stuff, man, I'm really just taken by the military thing, man. Like, I don't know if anybody ever heard the sound of helicopters over your house, man. I don't like it. Like, And, you know, another bringing it forth, and like you said, you know, we're not conspiracy theorists or wear tinfoil hats or anything like that, but I just really don't know. It looks strange. Plastic coffins, drills, drones, man. They calling fire departments paramilitary groups. Really? Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man.
Yeah. If you do anything against that, what's going on? You know, you got to be called something. That way we can get some paperwork on you and process you. You already know.
And we got old guys that's reserve police officers. They don't know if they taser, if they service pistol or not, shooting the folks.
72 years old, man. Somebody hit y'all the taser in the thing.
He was old. He said he thought that was a taser. He lit the man up a couple of times with it.
Yeah.
To all the young men and even the young women, it's really time. If you're not already off that pig, you need to get off that pig altogether, period.
I know you like pork chops. I know you like to get fresh light bread, a little mayo, a little sliced tomato and lettuce, and put it up there with hot sauce, and it was good. But it's not good for you. You need to pull back, do myself, in the fried rice thing, and train, even if you run a little bit. Just become conscious. Be ready. If you stay ready, you never got to get ready. They ain't the same. The bottom fall out that you get. You know, there's nothing you can do with a Black Hawk helicopter, period. You don't have it. We don't have it. We don't have any jets. So you can't go out there and just try to jump on these folks and whoop these people like that. Can't be able to escape any day. You understand what I mean? And if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. We regroup to another time. But you got to be thinking about this stuff. And always, first and foremost, turn back to your own. Learn about who you are. Learn about who the real Most High God is. And who you are in sight. And the privilege that it is to be you. Whether you call yourself Muslim right now. You call yourself Hindu right now. You call yourself Buddhist right now, Christian right now. Let's transcend the religious ideology. Because idealism is our number one enemy. What you think you know, not what you truly know. Let's just transcend that. Get past it, come together, and save ourselves. Because nobody ain't coming to save us. Ain't no African coming over here. I'm talking about hippies. None of that. We all we got. A year, brother.
Oh, man. So I was waiting for my check to fall out the sky, man. Broke my heart just now. Hey, man, you remember the Arsenio Hall, bro?
Yeah, he had that show. He tried to come back a little while ago, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, man. Well, check this out, man. I got some before we go to the phone line. That piece that we just went to on break, like I said, it was David Banner with Ernestine Johnson. Miss Ernestine Johnson was appeared one night on the Arsenio show, bruh. She shut it down, man. And I really wanna put this on before we go to the calls this evening, man. So this is Not Your Average Black Girl by one Ernestine Johnson.
Okay, so last night I had a woman named Ernestine Johnson booked on the show to perform spoken word. Unfortunately, I ran out of time, and I was unable to put her on. But after the show, she set this room on fire with a performance for my Arsenio Up Close app. And at that moment, at that very moment, I decided to have her on the show tonight to start it off. For you all, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ernestine Johnson.
They say I'm not the average black girl because I'm so well-spoken, poised, full of etiquette, a white man's token. You know, I remember my ex's mother telling me I didn't know how I was going to react when he brought home a black girl, but I like you because you talk so white. Well, when did me talking right equate to me talking white? They say I'm not the average black girl. No, 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 not the average black girl, because the pigment in my skin is just a shade lighter than that black girl over there. You know the black girl over there, the black girl with the nappy hair, the black girls whose elbows can't skip a day without lotion, whose hearts and heads are filled up with self-hate and bottled up emotion. The cocoa brown girls who have to face society every day and be tough, because no matter how good they straighten their hair, their good is still not good enough. Oh, see, luckily for me, see, I don't fall in that category. See, they say I'm not the average black girl because I speak with so much class, and I don't have too much but just enough ass, and not too much but just enough pizzazz. You know, just a little bit of attitude, because you don't want to come off as one of those average black girls and come off as rude. you know, popping their gum and shaking their neck. Yeah, because those black girls get, like, no respect. But see, luckily for me, see, I get a pass. Because the melanin in my skin matches that brown paper bag. And my father, brother, and men that I date pants don't sag. And when I speak, my tongue pronounces every syllable. And the combed part down the middle of my hair is naturally visible. Oh, it must be a weave. She must be mixed. Because we all know the average black girl ain't got that good. Or when I walk into a room full of white men, they all stare. It must be the long lengths of my unaverage black girl hair. See, they say I'm not the average black girl because I corrected the professor when he used the word conversate. Converse. The word is converse. And in case you didn't get the memo, there are now 8, not 9 planets in the universe. And when you're watching the numbers on your stocks move up and down, remember Oklahoma and a small town where one of the first Wall Streets was a black Wall Street that got mysteriously burned down? Oh, they say I'm not the average black girl. Well, let's flip the script and rewind it, repaint the lines that had been blurred over time because the average black girl that I know, see, the average black girl that I know made 19 trips through the Underground Railroad to free the slaves. Sat on segregated buses, refused to get up and pave new waves. See, the average black girl that I know, the average black girl that I know were Egyptian queens like Hatshepsut and Nitocris who were ruling dynasties and whole armies of men. Excuse me why I set fire to this poem on my pen because I am tired. I'm tired of the stereotypes black girls have fallen into because of American mentality. Oh, but not half as tired as Ella Baker, Diane Nash, Septima Poinsett Clark. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. Miss Fannie Lou Hamer, Daisy Bates, Anna Arnold Hedgman, and Dorothy Height are far more tired than I am. But do you think the ones who say I'm not the average black girl even give a damn? No. So pardon me if I can't openly accept your compliments. Pardon me if I can't openly accept your compliment. It's just the average black girl that I know. The average black girl that I know had courage that surpassed her every fear and fought for justice and equality year after year. So as I construct these words, pardon me as I shed a tear, because I'm not half the black girl she was. I am not half the black girl she was. See, there's a minor clause. See, she was out there fighting, breaking, and changing laws. So I bow down to my black queen standing in the merit of her work. And as America's society continuously throws these supercilious words unto me, I say no. I'm not the average black girl. I can only aspire to be. Thank you.
That's Ernest Johnson.
Thank you.
Be busy.
Man, you already know.
Hey.
Let's go to these phone lines and see what we got popping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with this for the minister. I want
Shalom.
You for the minister Shedrick. You pop.
Yes, Shalom, brother. Can I be heard?
Yes, sir. Got a little static in the background, sir.
Yes, sir. I apologize for that. Let me just say this, brother. When I say that this show was so good, this show was awesome. I guess I can say speechless. A couple of pointers. You guys talked about the J. Helm 16 exercise, and that's been, you know, floating around, I guess you say, social media for quite some time. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, there was some videos posting about or some news articles floating around about the exercise taking place somewhere in Texas. And a couple of weeks before that, there was an article floating around of a leak. I'm not sure if Anonymous leaked it or not, but there was a leak from a agency that was hiring crisis actors or people to participate in the mock sessions or whatever, what have you, in Texas, and they were paying them. Now, I don't know if that took place as of yet, but it has been stated several times that was supposed to be taking place in Texas, but to hear you say that there was a session supposed to be taking place in Florida, it just goes to show you how extensive this, I guess you can say this mock session action really is, and our brothers and sisters who are out here sleeping, they need to keep their eyes and their ears glued to the street, and they also need to keep their eyes and their ears glued to the television as far as the news, so they can be concurrent about what's going on around them, because these people who are making the laws and breaking the laws for them are not going to tell these people what's going to be coming next for them if they, you know, if something was to pop off. And once again, I thought that piece you just played by, you know, one and only Ernestine Johnson, that's just is phenomenal. That was a very very interesting a very interesting piece that she gave, and I'd say kudos to her. But you brothers did a beautiful job again this weekend, and I just want to say thank you and shalom.
Ta-da.
Yes, sir. Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. And just want to say, whew, believe you me, that spoken word is uplifting. And me and Aki always be talking about the type of sisters that, you know, motivate us. So I knew that that right there would have put him over the edge, you know. Wasn't sure if he had heard it yet. And, you know, just the sisters, like, you know, the Hampton, mainly Hampton we brought forth, you know, it's just, this is by nature, you know, down by nature, you know, nothing else, man. And, you know, the sisters that we have in this nation as well. So, nonetheless, what you brought forth, brother, and like you say, what was going on in Florida, man, that already happened, man. Like I said, the footage is out there. Check it out for a lot of them. South Florida, man. You see it. And I don't know, man. Like I say, you know, like you say, and then crisis actors. So like I say, but there was times where the brothers mentioned crisis actors on different events, you know, that taking place. I mean, hell, not for nothing. I had a link of an article that had the Connecticut shootings of the school when they had all the kids the day before it happened. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, were they predestined to die or is this make-believe? So there's a lot of things that's out there that's like that, man, you know? But nobody want to talk about it. Believe you me, man. I'm up on it, though. And ta-da for your comment, man, and you coming back, sharing your time with us, man, you know, uplifting the nation and our people, man. All praise is due to the Most High. All right. Again, we got the mother of this nation, Ima Yaruf.
Shalom. Shalom, Akiam. Beautiful topic today. Thank the sister Ernestine Johnson from Ima Yaruth, soon to be known by a code name, Sister Zions, and she's one that hopefully we can get one day to come on and give her beautiful, beautiful poetry. Zechariah chapter 13:8. And it shall come to pass that in the land, saith the Most High, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Most High is my God. Okay, and then you go to Isaiah 9. Therefore the Most High will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day. For the teacher of this people came them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Therefore the Most High shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For every one is a hypocrite, an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burneth as the fire. It should devour the briars. It should devour the briars and thorns, or kindle the thickness of the forest. And they shall mount up like a column of smoke. Through the wrath of the Most High of hosts is the land darkened. And the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. No man shall spare his brother. And this is the last one, 1 Kings 9. And as this house which is high, everyone that passeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and they shall say, why have the Most High done this unto the land and to this people? and they shall answer, because they forsook this mighty one who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt and had taken held upon idols and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore have the Most High brought upon them all this evil. And to leave, America will never be destroyed from the outside. It will falter and lose our freedoms. It will be destroyed. It will be because we destroy ourselves. Abraham Lincoln said that. And did you brothers hear about Lil Wayne? He got shot at again, his bus. It happened a year ago. And today, the 25th, yesterday, he got shot at again. And with that, I yield.
Ta-da.
Very much needed. Beautiful scripture, right on time. Right on time. Whew. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Tribes of Aboriginal Nations Outreach Program. D program. Let me get that right. D program. Come out of her, my people. Today was much needed talk about discussion. And I just want to say, brother, have fun getting back on this thing, doing it with you. Just a walk in the dark was like another walk in the park. And hopefully, you know, some eyes get open. We all understand, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. That's not getting us nowhere. So, we just spoke on the police brutality. Freddie Gray, also the life of David Kasich, a military exercise. Brother, you got anything you want to say before we go this evening?
Man, between, you know, the spoken word, you know, y'all group, man, I'm out, man. I'm
10-4.
Happy. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, with that, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom.
Shalom.
I come to you hungry and tired. You give me food, let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength, and that's deep. You call me a sheep and lead me to green pastures. Only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters. You give me the word and only ask that I interpret and give me the eyes that I may recognize a serpent. You know I ain't perfect, but you'd like me to try. Unlike the devil who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain. I come to you because it's you who knows. You showed me that everything was black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light and let me bask in your glory. So it was only right that when you asked for this story, I put it together to do our dogs some good. Our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood. Plenty of times you sent help my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I it was something that I just had to see, that you wanted me to see so I could be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it, but I don't feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. And it's strange, almost got me beating down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away the tear, son. And I almost lost faith when you took my man, Monty, Faso, and Dre's brother Dad. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die. But please, Lord, treat him right.
Salam, Mark.